And Alonzo cracks one of the Mets win the ballgame! Out of sight! A two-run bomb into the second deck for Pete Alonzo! And just like that, the Mets walk off with a 7-6 win! Oh, wow!
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
Pete Alonzo there after that home run for the Mets. I also just saw this. Colts eyeing Nick Foles, working to add veteran quarterback to reunite him with Frank Reich.
Oh, dear.
Yes! Colts They're are winning the Super Bowl this year. I don't know how, but somehow Matt Ryan is going to get hurt, and then Nick Foles is going to lead them to the Super Bowl because it's Frank Reich. That was the quarterback that he actually should have been reunited with from the beginning. Not Carson Wentz, but it should have been Nick Foles, Ken. That's the answer for them.
Yeah, well, it was Scott, exactly the segue I was about to do. You know, Foles, Colts. Got a horse race about to start here in about 2 minutes.
You ready? Are you ready for it?
I feel pretty. So we're not loading into the gate yet. So we can do like a little bit of fill time here while we wait for that. We're just interviewing people. Post time's in about a minute. Bill, I think, why don't we just take this whole thing and put it with the MLB awards, even though like the horse race will be kind of scattered in there. The horse race takes like a minute. So I just, I'm already getting, I got about six messages from people on Twitter who just heard that segment. And they're like, well, I have this price. Well, what about this price? Well, what about this guy? What about this price? Which fun that there's so much interest, obviously, in this. The way that we're approaching these award markets for this exercise today is not to try to be predictive of like at the end of the year, who will have pitched the best. It is an exercise in basically an award a set of award markets because of the time of year that we're in that I think are still a little slow to react to what has happened already this year and like reluctant to drop players where they probably will be soon. So like Aaron Judge's MVP odds were reluctant to drop for like too long and then they plummeted. That has already happened. He's basically the third favorite to win MVP now, but he was for like a while. It was like, nah, not sure yet. Like, not sure yet. And it's like, no, like, it's going to drop. Like, you should just bet it. And Manny Machado, NL, now he's the favorite. But it was like, for about a month, it was like, well, we're not going to drop that price yet. It's going to be 18. It was 18 2.5 weeks ago. Now it's 3. Like, just to give you an idea. So we're just trying to identify, like, what's the next set of prices that will take on that kind of title, basically, of, like, the ones that should be a lot lower. Already based on what has happened, should be a lot lower. And when you grab those prices, like let's say you bet Zach Allen 25, and let's say next week he's 7. Okay, well now a lot of other prices went up as a result of that happening, or other prices, not a lot, doesn't have to be a lot, but other prices went up. Okay, now we'll just gather other ones. Like, yeah, Walker Buehler can still win. Carlos Rodon can still win. A lot of these guys can still win, but like, I don't want to bet them, like, why am I betting them right now? Like, if I think they're going to go on a month-long tear where they're going to pitch really well, I want some evidence that's going to happen first. And then I'll start betting because the market will be slow to react to that. Like it's everything moves in slow motion here, basically. So because of the start that Pablo Lopez and Gallen have already had, Pablo Lopez's price, we missed like his crash was probably the last 5 days price wise. Some places have adjusted. Some are still in that 10, 11 to 1 range, which is I had a person message me with an 11 and I was like, well, I can't believe that price exists. Yes, bet it. Consensus on him is like 7, but just to give people an idea of like what the exercise is about. This is not me trying to predict what the next 2 months of pitching is going to be like. It's like actual just mistakes that are in the market right now where guys just haven't been moved down, even though they have done very well. There's a reluctance to move them down. And it's the sportsbook is basically never correct in that situation. Like it's like somebody pitches this well and we're a quarter of the way into the season, like move their price down. Like that's what should happen, especially a sportsbook that still has Scherzer as like second or third choice. Scherzer's true odds of winning the award are 9 billion to 1, like can't win. So like could win if he came back, every other pitcher had Tommy John surgery and the season was canceled, then maybe he could win. Like, I mean, just that's what you're pricing in basically. So again, just the glacial nature of most awards markets. We're not betting like, I don't have to be predictive here to be right. It's really just about picking off obvious mistakes. And the way that Zach Allen has started the year, 25 is a mistake. Like he is more likely to win the award, not knowing how the rest of the season plays out. He is more likely to win the award than several of the pitchers in that group of 25 around him, basically, because of what we've already seen.
That was the most extreme scenario ever for Max Scherzer to win the Cy Young, by the way, what you suggest.
Yeah, right? I was trying to involve aliens in some way, too, was probably like needed to
Bane
be a part of
shows up and destroys every stadium. Yeah. And You know, volcanoes erupt around the world, and Max Scherzer's handed a Cy Young Award trophy, and there's only five people left on Earth. But there you go. So
this we are loading into the gate for the start of the Black Eyed season, which is good. Dogs Scott, am I allowed legally to, like, call this, or do I have to, like, kind of, like, not pretend like I'm not calling it?
I think you can describe it, but without calling it play-by-play. I think
Without the express written consent. We do this all the time on the show. Yeah, Nick is the king of this.
It's fine. Yeah, you're not. It's not a problem.
What is the... Who is the 13 horse? That's who's loading in right now. Morning Matcha. Nobody picked that. Oh, 50-1. That's why nobody picked it. Morning Matcha. So all the horses have loaded in the gate, and the Black Eyed Susan will be underway in a little bit here. And we'll give you... So for who everybody has, I'm going to get this. I'm going to make sure I get this right again. Nick, you have... Just fill it in. Who do you have, Nick?
I have Miss... Whatever it was.
Miss Yearwood, the three.
Miss Universe. Miss Yearwood, not Miss Universe.
I have the six, Luna Bell. Scott has Begin, the five. Mike has Adair Manor, the 10. Jake has Radio Days, the 11. And Bill has Interstate Daydream, the 9. We are off, by the way. So we have, this is very exciting. Who do I have again?
And they're off.
Do you ever have, like, just every time I watch these races, I'm just like, you know, obviously the people that do this for a living call these, like, it's a skill set. They've developed it over a number of years, so they're like well-trained. But even despite that, just the impressive nature of being able to get everything right as you're like calling the horses, saddlecloth numbers. And like,
I know somebody that does it for racetrack in Maryland, and he's really good at it. And I just don't know how. It's like auctioneers. And that's it.
It's unbelievable. So the current 1-2-3 is... So Scott is in first, Bill is in second, Mike is in third as we go around the turn, which is extremely funny. The pace was very quick. So Scott, it's Scott followed very closely by Bill as we head into the stretch. And then a long shot that actually Mike's horse is the one closing on the outside, who is the favorite. Oh man, this is actually very dramatic. I think Bill just took the lead.
My horse has no shot. What's going on?
Bill, you should have actually bet this horse. What is the price on this horse? 13-1 morning line. Yeah, Bill, you're gonna win the Black Eyed Susan like going away, I think, unless Mike's favorite catches you at the last second. We got about like an eighth to go. Yeah, Interstate Daydream. Bill Metz holds off Mike Brown. That's incredible. I guess you should. I mean, that price is astronomical. The exacta won't be amazing because the favorite came in second, but. Man, went off at 6-1. So it took a ton of money. What was it, 13-1 morning line and went off at 6? Yeah, that's like, so basically everybody knew that horse was on steroids, basically. That's like kind of what that seems like the implication.
Why is everything changing? Why are the odds changing? Congrats to Bill. How did my horse do? You didn't tell me.
Well, that's because it wasn't in the top anything. So I think it went off and ate some hay on the side of the barn. That's what he didn't make
Miss Yearwood let me down. It sounds like a kindergarten teacher. I'm in Miss Yearwood's class.
Hi, Miss Yearwood.
It probably is. It's probably named after someone's teacher or something.
Love it.
Well,
we have 3 minutes left.
Congratulations to you, Bill.
We can do like, how about we do an MVP market? Those are way easier.
Let's do an MVP market. Yeah.
Let's do NL. It's like the easiest thing on planet Earth. Okay. So NL is like dominating. Scott, you can put the Rivers prices if you have them. Excellent. Look how fast Scott was there. That's awesome.
He's so prepared.
Machado and Arenado are the big favorites. Juan Soto and Ronald Acuna and Bryce Harper are kind of right behind them. Then you have the Dodgers. Then you have a few interesting long shots. We played the Pete Alonso home run coming out of break. He's 30 for the Mets. Jazz Chisholm of the Marlins, who I talked about, I think yesterday, is 25. MVP is much less fun to handicap than Cy Young. All you need to do to handicap MVP is obviously have some idea of like being predictive, like who is likely to play better, but WAR and offensive runs above replacement, more importantly, is like the two singular guiding statistics in this award. So that'll tell you descriptive who has played very well up to this point. And then if you want to use like basic player projection for like who is likely to play well or opponents that are coming up or pitchers that are coming up, if you want to get really granular with it, then I guess you could figure that out. Manny Machado has built an incredible lead in offensive runs above replacement. He is the very, 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 very true favorite and is being priced like it. Arenado is interesting because he has sort of lost kind of his grip on the second spot solo. It was Machado and him and then everyone else for a while. The interesting candidate that's actually emerged, Jazz Chisholm, is a little interesting. I don't know if they're going to end up stinking or not. So like 25 might not drop a lot for him, especially with like Soto, Acuna, Freeman, and Betts will both be like very low price too. So like, I don't know if there's a lot of room for Jazz Chisholm's price to drop. The one price that's like a little interesting, this is a terrible defensive player that Jake will be quite familiar with. But if you only use offensive runs above replacement, and I believe like 95% of the last 50 MVP awards were top two in the statistic, Paul Goldschmidt has now tied Nolan Arenado for second in offensive runs above replacement entering today's games. And he is like 60 to win. He's 80 at Bet Rivers. Bet Rivers, great off-market prices on this stuff, by the way. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a price to drop, there are like two that I would think about. One I'm like not betting right now, which is Mookie Betts at 20. It could drop. I don't know what to do with him. He's the one that scares me the most. That I just like, but I can't talk myself into betting the 20 because I don't know if it's valuable, but he is the player who scares me the most. So like, if you have no position in the market, you didn't bet Machado like we did at the start of the year. Okay. Betts 20 is kind of interesting. Goldschmidt's 80. And I'm telling you, in the most predictive statistic, or not the most predictive of who's going to win, but the best identifier of like who is going to win. We are at the quarter pole of the season. This player is in second, tied with the second favorite to win the award. They play on the same team and he's 80. So like, I think it's worth having a little 80 on Paul Goldschmidt. He's going to be second in the most important statistic. That's like the best way to put it. I don't know if it's a jam. I think Machado is like far and away should be the favorite, and he is. So this market's not that interesting. Like Scherzer being injured is interesting for the other one, but like, Goldschmidt's price has to have room to drop if he's going to be second in the most important statistic, or the most one that's the most predictive of who wins usually. That would be the only bet probably that stands out. Betts 20, I don't know what to do with, and he's might like break the NL record for runs scored, but I also don't think he should be ahead of any of the players that are ahead of him in the market right now, so he's like kind of a tricky one.
What about real quick, we only got a few seconds, but Harper not throwing for 5 to 6 weeks, is that affected at all for him?
Yeah, like it's just an amount of time where like 5 weeks is like the limit, and then any more than that, he probably like you move into like no one's ever won missing that many games. That's probably like the limit on it.
That's always the hard part, is trying to decide when somebody's missing games how much that's going to affect how much time it is. Baseball, you get a little more time with that. All right, Power Hour coming up next right here. You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.